Sefer Nedarim Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Ches Hamuder Hanah Mechasno Vehu Roita Loseis Labito Mot. Somebody who makes an edda that his son-in-law cannot benefit from it, and now he wants to give his daughter cash, and he cannot do that since anything his daughter acquires, her husband will have a kinyan in it. Omer lo, he should tell his daughter at the time he gives her the gift, Hare Hamos Ha'elu Nesunin Lach Bimatana. This money is being given to you as a gift. Uvovai Shelo Yehei Labalech Rishut Behen Elamasha Noiseis V'Noisenes B'Pich. As long as your husband has no rishut over it, and I'm only giving it to you in order that you will buy food with it and put it in your mouth, and since he specified to her what she should buy with it, she herself is not kona until she buys what he specified, and since he made this t'nai that the Baal should have no rishut over it, and he specified what she should buy with it, the Baal has no kinyan in it. Even though the Baal is benefiting, as now he does not have to buy his wife as much mezonos, this is considered an indirect benefit and therefore would be mutter. Masechet Nedarim Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Tes, the neder almana ugrusha yakum aleha. The pasuk says that a neder that an almana or a grusha makes, she has to keep. Now this seems rather obvious, as an almana or a grusha does not have a Baal to be mefer, and the av also could no longer be mefer. Once she got married, the Baal lost any schusim he had in her. Ketzah. So what is the case that the pasuk is talking about? Amra hareini nazira la'achar shloshim yom. If she makes a neder while she is an almana or a grusha, that she is going to be a nazira starting after 30 days, afal pisha niseis betoch shloshim yom, eno yachol lahaber. Even though she got remarried within those 30 days, and the neder was only chal after the marriage, still the Baal cannot be mefer, as since she made the neder before the marriage, a Baal cannot be mefer any nedarim that his wife made before the marriage, even though it is only chal after the marriage. Nadra vihi bereshut habal mefela. If she makes the neder while she is still married, the Baal could be mefer, even though the neder is only chal after his death or after he divorces her. Ketzai, what would be a case? Amra hareini nazira la'achar shloshim yom. If she makes a neder that she will be a nazira starting after 30 days, and she was still married at the time she made the neder, afal pishin it amana o nitgarsha betoch shloshim harei zeh mufer. Even though she was widowed or divorced within the 30 days, and the neder was only chal after her husband's death or after he divorced her, the neder is considered mufer if the Baal was mefered on the day that he heard about it, even though the neder was not chal at the time. Nadra bo bayom, nitgarsha bo bayom, hechzira bo bayom, eina yachol lahafer. If an isha makes a neder on the day that she is married after the marriage, and then her husband divorces her on that very day, and then he remarries her on the same day, he no longer could be made for a neder that she made during the first marriage, as a husband could only be made for nedarim that an isha makes during the present marriage, even though it is the same day that she made the neder. Zeh haklal, this is the rule. Kol sheyasas l'rishus atma sh'achas eino yachol lahafer. Once an isha comes into her own rishus, even for 1 second, even though the Baal immediately remarried her, he no longer could be made for nedarim that she made during the first marriage.